愿主耶稣祝大家平安。
The Lord Jesus bless all of us so that we can have peace.
我们又很平安的过了一个星期，又进入安息，要来这里享受神所给我们的恩典。
We peacefully passed through this week that we can all come together here and enjoy the blessings of God.
今天晚上小弟要用这是正路要行在其间跟大家来查考。
And tonight I'd like to share with all of us, this is the way, walk in it.
我们来看以赛亚书第三十章。
Let us all read Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
请看第二十节。
Please read verse 20.
三十章二十节说：主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。
20. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, and your eyes shall see your teachers.
二十一节说：你或向左，或向右。
21.
你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”
21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
这个是先知的信息，他在 提出警告，也在预言将来神虽然击打他的百姓之后，还要医治他们。
This is the message of the prophet that it is also a warning.And also a prefiguration that in the future the Lord will guide them.
那这里说，主虽然以艰难跟困苦给百姓当粮食，让他们一边吃一边觉得很痛苦，可是又可以活下来。
And it says here in verse 20 that even though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, and you are suffering, but you can still continue to live.
那他说。神没有再隐藏起来，神已经让百姓的眼睛可以看见神的作为。
And God will no longer hide himself, so that the people themselves with their eyes can see the work of God.
只要他们眼睛打开，他们就看到神就在他们当中。
As long as they open their eyes, they can see that God is among them.
当然，他们现在眼睛打开了，现在所面对的就是这个艰难困苦，当饼当水，每天都要吃。
And of course, when they open their eyes.They see the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, which they must eat and drink every day.
那这个就是这位老师给他们的。
And this is what these so-called teachers give them.
那就是要他们学习一个功课。
And they want them to learn something.
那第二十一节就说，你或向左，或向右，你会听见后面有声音说。
And here it says in verse 21, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left hand, you will hear this behind you saying.
然后也就是说，当你想要转左边或转右边的时候，后面总是有个声音说：“不要转，要走在这条路上。”
Meaning that if you ever hear a voice saying to turn right or to turn left, you will hear a voice saying that you should keep going forward and walk in this way.
就是当他们想要转离神的这个法则，要离弃神的这个带领之后，总是有一个声音跟他们说，提醒说。要走在神的这条路上。
Meaning that if, whenever they feel like they want to leave the law of God, or when they want to leave the way of God, and the guidance of God, then they'll hear a voice saying that you should walk in the way of God.
这个声音是从后面来的。
And this voice comes from behind.
表示说，神好像在后面看着。
It's as if, it represents that God is behind us looking.
这个时候，神并不是走在前面，领着他们走了。
At this point, God is no longer leading them from the front.
他在后面看着他们，然后时时的提醒。
He is watching them from behind and reminding them at all times.
也就是说，另外一方面也说，这条路百姓他们已经知道很清楚的。
Which is to say that this road, the people are already very familiar with.
他们并不是说不知道那个路在哪里，应该怎么走，他们很清楚这条路就是了。
It doesn't represent that they don't know what the path is because they are very clear on what the path is.
那这个就是你看神带领百姓在不同的阶段有不同的方式。
And this represents that God leads his people in many ways and forms.
当神他初初带领他的百姓离开埃及的时候
，When the Lord first led his people out of Egypt,
他用云柱火柱在前面领他们路。
He used the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire to lead them from the front.
百姓他们就跟着这个云柱火柱就对了。
And so the people followed the pillar of fire and the cloud.
那在民数记第十章特别描述说，百姓他们要到每一个地方去扎营之前，神的约柜都先在他们的前面走三天了。
And it also specifically says in Numbers chapter 10 that wherever the people went, they would have the Ark of Covenant before them going forward.
也就是说，因为他们不知道前面的路怎么走，他们没有走过。
Meaning that they had never gone this path before, so they don't know what to do.
所以神就用他的约柜由银柱火柱来起头，让他们远远的看见哦，这条路走过的这个痕迹就是约柜带他们要走的，他们就跟着这条路走就对了。
And so having the ark lead them in front of them and also the pillar of fire and the cloud, then they know that this is the right way to go.
哦，所以当云柱升起，火柱升起的时候，那约柜就跟着就走了。
When the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire rises, then the ark of the covenant will follow and go.
那百姓他们远远的就看着这个云柱一直走，他们就知道说这个路线是怎么往东往西什么方向，他们就看清楚。
And from far away, the people will see the pillar of cloud, and they'll know which way to go, whether it is east or west.
神亲自像一个牧羊人带领他们走前面的路。
God Himself was like a shepherd to lead the path before them.
是等到当他们这个路线走到西乃山以后。
All the way until they got to Mount Sinai.
那神在这个西乃山上跟他们显现。
And on Mount Sinai, God appeared to them.
在西乃山上，神呼召摩西。上山去。
On Mount Sinai, God called Moses to go up on the mountain.
然后在那里跟他颁布了诫命，颁布了神要百姓遵守的律例典章，所有的律法。
And there he gave Moses the Ten Commandments and also the laws and ordinances for the people.
从那个时候开始，神就给他们画一条路。
And since then, God had drawn a path for them.
那这条路就是神由他的律法、他的话语所铺陈起来的。他们只要照着神的这个路线去走就对了。
And this path is set up by the word of God and the law of God. All they need to do is to walk upon this path.
等到他们这样子真的很顺利的进入迦南地以后，他们就分配土地，每一个支派按着所预定的地方住下来了。
And according to the path, they can go peacefully into the land of Canaan, and everyone can live in the allotted land.
他们前面的路怎么走呢？
But how did they keep going into the path before?
他们已经住在一个地方了。
They already live in a place.
但是他们还是要继续走这条跟随神的路。
But they had to continue to live on the path of following God.
这条路就是神的律法，神告诉他们所应该遵行的这个命令啊，所指出来的方向。
And this path is the law of God and also the commands of God that have been displayed through the commands of God that He wants them to go on.
所以百姓他们已经知道说神要他们走的路是什么了，很清楚了。
People are already very clear on the path that God wants them to go on.
那我们从圣经里面看出来，当百姓进入迦南地以后，他们就开始享受神所给他们的福气了。
From the Bible, when the people went into the land of Canaan, they already enjoyed the wonderful blessing of God.
等到我们读圣经读到以赛亚书的时候
，All the way until we read into the book of Isaiah,
我们就发现当时候的百姓其实很多时候他们是看着那个做王的人做。祭司先知怎么带领他们，他们就怎样走了。
We realize that the people at that time they followed the way of the priests and the prophets.
所以在以赛亚书的时候，我们就看到，通常如果这个王，特别是在列王的历史当中，王如果是不敬畏神的，那么百姓跟着就离开神。
So in the book of Isaiah, if the king were not to fear God, then we see that the people also follow along and not fear God.
那不是说神的这条路不清楚。
It is not that the way of God is unclear.
是因为百姓。他们往往会偏左或偏右。
But it is that the people many times will deviate to the right or the left.
因为他们当时候很多情况是被当地的迦南人所影响的，他们的风俗所改变的他们的路线。
Because at that time the ways of the people were compromised by the foreigners in the land, and their way was also changed by the ways of the other people in the land.
所以后来我们就看到百姓他们的整个信仰生活离开神的法则越来越远。
And so we see that the people in their lifestyle would slowly deviate from the word of God.
那在以赛亚书从28章开始到33章呢，我们一连串看到神界的先知宣告了6个祸。
And we see starting Isaiah chapter 28 to chapter 33, there are 6 woes to the people.
那为什么神要特别提出来跟他们讲说这样的事情是错的，是有祸的？
Now, why does God specifically point these out to say that these six things will cause woe, that these things are wrong.
因为当时候这些百姓他们一定以为他们现在走这条路是正路。
Because at that time, the people definitely thought that what the path they were walking on was the right path.
但是他们忘记说这条路可能不是神要他们走的。
But they had forgotten that this path might be what God does not want them to walk on.
这是他们自己以为正的路。
It is what they themselves thought was right.
为什么他们会以为这样是对的？
And why would they think that this is right?
他可能是因为受到其他这个列国的影响。
It is perhaps because they were affected by the people and kingdoms around them.
他们也有可能看到眼前的困难，他们没有办法看到神的带领，他们没有办法信靠神。
And when they saw the difficulty before them, they were unable to see the guidance of God and to rely on God.
那这个时候，你看神透过先知跟他们提出说，你要注意，要注意听后面有一个声音告诉你。要走在神的路上。
At this time, God said through the prophets that you have to listen carefully to the voice behind you so that you can walk on the right path.
我们现在看一节经节，看箴言十四章。
Let us look at a passage. Let us look at Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
看第十二节。
14 verse
12. 十二节说，有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
这句话在16章的第25节重复一次。
And this proverb is repeated in chapter 16, verse 15.
25节。
16:25.
就是一样的完全一样的重复两次。
This completely, this proverb which is completely the same is repeated twice.
表示说人总是有一条路，人总是会以为说他走的是正路，但是最后却是引向灭亡的。
This means that there is a path that man will always think is right, but in the end, it is the way of death.
但是如果是神的路，最后一定引到永生。
However, if it is the way of God, then in the end, it will lead to eternal life.
所以现在不是我们自己以为正的这个问题了。
So right now, it's no longer the issue of whether or not we think it is right.
我们一定要去想说，一定要去认清楚说，这一条路就是神说的正路。
We absolutely have to think if this way is the right way in terms of what God thinks.
如果是我们自己以为正的，那最后就是灭亡，这是很可怕的。
If it is only what we think is right, then in the end, it will be death.
因为等到走到尽头的时候，就已经没有办法回头了。
Because once you walk to the end, you cannot turn back.
那时候已经太晚了。
That point, it is too late.
以赛亚书这个时候，在神用先知跟百姓提醒说
，At that time in the book of Isaiah, God used the prophet to remind the people.
你现在要你要听这里后面有声音，这个声音是在什么出现？当他们有艰难困苦的时候，他们就会注意听到后面的声音说了。
And you have to listen to the voice behind you. When does it appear? It's when you encounter affliction and adversity. Then there will be a voice, and you have to listen to it carefully.
所以艰难困苦这件事情是神特别的安排。
And difficulties and afflictions, these are things that God have planned.
然后要让他们从这个错误的方向转回来的。
And God wants them to turn away from the wrong path.
我们从以赛亚书28章到33章看到，当先知在宣告这些祸的时候，通常都有一个 format， 就是一个 pattern， 就是它有一个形式，怎么表达这样一个信息。
If you read Isaiah chapter 28 to 33, there's always a pattern or format when the woes are delivered.
也就是说一开始这个先知都会说这个是错的，所以他一定有很清楚说祸灾什么事或是什么人。
Which is to say, in the beginning, the prophet Isaiah will first say what is wrong, which is woe to this or that which is wrong.
然后接下去他就会宣告为什么错误，接下去神的审判是什么。
Then he will proclaim why it is wrong, and then it will be followed by the judgment of God.
然后等到他宣告了神的审判之后，接下去就是神的安慰。
Once he has proclaimed the judgment of God, then he will go on to explain the comfort of God and how God will save them.
所以这一段信息从二十八章到三十三章，有时候我们看的时候好像很黑、很灰色，就是到处都是错的，都是祸。
When we read 28 to 33, it may seem very gray to us. Everything seems to cause woe.
但是这当中却充满了很多从神来的安慰跟神的有关于救恩的预言。
But among this is filled with the comfort of God and also the prefiguration, prophecy of the Savior. of salvation.
我们今天如果能够了解说人自己以为对的路是往往是错的，我们就会注意神的宣告。
If we often think that the way of man is often wrong, then we will pay attention to the work of God.
我们现在来看一节经节，现在看箴言第四章。
Now let us look at a passage, Proverbs chapter 4.
第四章的第二十三节开始。
Proverbs chapter 4, starting from 23.
四章二十三节说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心里发出的。
23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
二十四节说，你要除掉邪僻的口，去节歪谬的嘴。
24 says, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you.
25, 你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛要向前直观。
25, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you.
26节说，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
26 says, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established.
27说，不可以偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
27 says, do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil.
从这一段圣经呢，我们就来想想看，为什么那个先知他宣告说你要注意听后面的声音。
And from these verses, let's think about why the prophet would say to listen to the voice from behind you.
我们要能够听到后面这个声音，一定心要先安静才听得到的。
If you are going to listen to the voice behind us, our heart must first be quiet.
一个人心里如果很乱的话，他通常听不到别人讲什么。
If a person's heart, is very chaotic, they can't hear what the other people are trying to say to them.
那这个箴言里面的信息，他说，你如果先保守心了以后，接下去要注意我们的嘴。
This passage says that we have to first guard our hearts and keep our hearts, then we have to pay attention to our mouths.
也就是说，有时候我们，你看我们家里面做孩子最明显，有时候父母亲讲一句话，那个孩子就给你顶嘴顶回来，可能顶好多句了。
It is the clearest with children. Once a parent says something, then the children may talk back with many sentences.
有时候听到什么话，他就回嘴，他就马上反应了。
And once they hear a certain sentence, they'll react and talk back.
所以你看，当我们心如果安静下来，听到后面的声音，说听到的时候，要先想想看，不要嘴巴先讲。
And so when we hear a voice behind us, let us first be quiet and think about it instead of speaking right away.
这是为什么雅各书说我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Which is why the book of James says that we have to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger.
要快快听，慢慢说。
We have to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
要注意我们的嘴巴。
And we have to pay attention to our mouths.
然后现在把我们的眼睛向前直观。
And we had to fix our eyes forward.
他说向前正看，看正前面的路。
It says to look forward to the right path.
也就是说要把那个前面的方向看清楚。
Which means to see clearly the direction ahead.
然后接下来要修平脚下的路。
And then it follows that we have to correct the path of our feet.
如果这条路是正的，那就要坚定一切的道，就不要怀疑，也不要往后，不要往偏左偏右。
If this path is correct, then we have to be firm in it and do not go to the right or to the left.
他说不偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
It says, do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil.
也就是说，这个偏左偏右离开了神这个正道，可能就是走入这个邪恶的道路了。
Which means deviating to the right or the left from the path of God will cause you to do evil.
所以今天我们在这个信仰路上，我们一定要很确定的，我们现在走的路是神的正路。
So in the path of faith, we have to be very clear that the path we are walking on is the correct path of God.
我们在这个社会里面常常会听到很多很多不同的信息。
In this society, we'll hear many different messages.
有很多不同的思想观念，每一天都在冲击我们的信仰。
There are many thoughts and concepts that are attacking our faith every day.
我们要常常去听到神的声音，也要常常去检查我们现在所做的事。
We have to listen to the voice of God all the time and to examine ourselves all the time.
然后来修正我们的路。
And to correct our path.
因为我们的生活如果是往这个邪恶的方向去，至终一定是灭亡。
Because if our lives are going toward the path of evil, then in the end it will be death.
有时候我们的眼睛迷糊了，我们看不清楚了。
Sometimes our eyes are blind and we cannot see clearly.
当我们的心如果不是真的很在意这个属灵的神给我们的这些天国的盼望，有时候我们真的会走在 一条以为自己以为正的路上。
And sometimes when our hearts are not fixed upon the hope of God and the spiritual things, then we may walk on a path that we think is right.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书第二十九章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 29.
为什么一个人他有时候他看不清楚这个正面正这个是这条是正的路呢？神的路呢
？How come a person sometimes can't see clearly that the path, that this is the right path?
因为有时候我们眼睛迷糊。
Because sometimes our vision is blurred.
二十九章的第十节。
Chapter 29, verse 10.
二十九章十节说，以赛亚书二十九十节，因为神
Isaiah 29:10 says,
因为神将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，封闭你们的眼，蒙盖你们的头。那你们的眼就是先知，你们的头就是先见。
10. For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely the seers.
这里就看到说这个沉睡的灵，他说封闭的人的眼。
Here it says the spirit of deep sleep has closed the eyes of man.
我们要常常反省检讨我们自己的生活。
We have to often reflect and think about our lives.
我们的眼睛有没有明亮？
Are our eyes open?
我们是不是有办法听到神的这个提醒？
Are we able to hear the reminder of God?
那有时候我们已经偏向左或偏向右了，我们都还不知道。
Sometimes we have already deviated to the right or the left, and we don't even know.
如果听到了圣经里面的提醒，我们就赶快回转。
If we hear the reminder of the Bible, we have to immediately turn back.
我们来看看当时候百姓他们偏向左右的那些错误在哪里，我们要避免。
Let us see the wrongs of the people at that time when they deviated to the right and left, and we have to prevent these and avoid them.
这些他们现在百姓当时所走的路，就是先知宣告说你们有祸的这个错误的方向。
And the path the people were on that at that time were what the prophets said were woes.
我们现在看二十八章。
Let us look at chapter 28.
第一节。
28:1.
祸在以法莲的酒徒住在肥美谷的山上，他们心里高傲，以所夸的为冠冕，犹如江蚕之花。
Verse 1. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valleys, to those who are overcome with wine.
这里说，祸在以法莲的酒徒啊，你们有祸了。
Here says, Woe to the drunkards of Ephraim, woe to you.
他们当时候心里高傲，以所夸的为冠，他们以这个骄傲为冠冕戴在头上。
At that time, they were proud, and they wore their pride as a crown on their head.
他们当时候以为是他们是住在肥美谷的山上的，是非常的充满盼望，是很繁盛，很有生命力的。
At that time, they thought they lived at the head of the verdant valleys, meaning that they felt they were filled with hope and also filled with the energy of life.
但是他们竟然不知道自己是江蚕之花。就是这个花就要凋谢，他们还不知道。
But they didn't know that they were a fading flower, a flower about to wither.
那这个时候，这个先知说：“祸在你们有祸，你要小心了。”
So at that time, the prophet said that woe to you, you must be careful.
那当时候这个以法莲当然指的是北国以色列国。
And at that time, this Ephraim is referring to the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是南边的犹大国没有比较好。
But the southern kingdom of Judah was not any better.
他们当时候也是一样喝醉酒的，像喝醉酒人一样。
At that time, they were also like drunkards.
所以第七节说，这就是这地的人也因为酒摇摇晃晃，因浓酒东倒西歪。祭司和先知因浓酒摇摇晃晃，被酒所困，因浓酒东倒西歪，他们错解末世，谬行审判。
Verse 7 says, But they also have erred through wine, and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment.
这个在讲犹大国当时候的现实。
This is talking about the reality of the kingdom of Judah at that time.
当时候祭司先知百姓一样是因为酒摇摇晃晃东倒西歪。
At that time, the priests, prophets, and people alike were all intoxicated by drinks.
他们根本已经忘记了他们眼前的危险，他们还在享受这个牛奶隐秘的这个地方所提供给他们舒适的生活。
They already forgot about the danger that was before their eyes, and they were only enjoying the milk and honey that was brought about by the land.
那他们现在，你看，先知祭司因为酒摇摇晃晃的结果就是，他说错解末世，谬行审判，在这个国度里面就没有公义公平了。
But the result of their intoxicating drink and their material lifestyle is that they erred in vision and they stumbled in their judgment.
那当时候他们对神派先知所给他们提醒，他们的反应是什么？
So when the prophet was sent by God to remind them, what was their reaction?
神他看清楚，很清楚知道百姓他们现在的危险。
God very clearly saw the danger of the people at that time.
所以出于神的怜悯跟爱，他一直都派遣先知去提醒百姓要改变回转。
So through the mercy and love of God, he sent prophets to remind the people to turn back.
可是百姓他们却不要啊。
But the people would not.
他们说什么？
What did they say?
第九节是说，他们就讥笑先知说：“你要将知识指教谁呢？你要使谁明白传言呢？就是那个刚断奶的离怀的婴孩吗？”
But in verse 9, they mocked the prophet, saying, Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breasts?
意思是说，先知，你不要再讲，你不要把我们当作小孩子这样子啰里吧嗦的啊，一教导我们说这个要这样那样做，我们都知道了。
And this means that they thought to the, they said to the prophet that you don't have to keep teaching us these things. It's just very annoying and bothersome.
你讲的这些话就好像跟小孩子讲一样。
What you are saying are just like what you say to children.
哦，你说命上加命，令上加，你说是一直这样在重复。
This is precept upon precept and teaching upon teaching, and it's just repeating things.
哦，在讲说神的律法，每天要讲一样东西。
For just saying that the law of God is just repeating the same thing every day.
他们当时候向先知反映说，听得很烦呢。At
that time, when they reacted to the prophets, they felt very annoyed.
那这个这样的一个现象，他们对神的那个观念以及对神的提醒的态度，就是先知说的祸灾了。And
this phenomenon is what the prophet said of woe because of how they reacted to the prophet's reminders.
他们当时候藐视神，也不信靠神。At
that time, they looked lowly upon God, and they did not rely on God.
不相信神有办法拯救他们。
They did not believe that God would save them.
他们一直想要去依靠外面的势力。
They kept wanting to rely on the things outside.
所以这个就是当时候百姓他们已经偏离了神的这条正路。
Which is to say that at that time the people had already walked astray from the way of God.
今天我们看到他这样一个宣告的时候，我们会不会想到这是在指责我们讲的呢？还是只是在讲这个讲以色列人而已？
Today, when we see this proclamation, do we think that this is talking about us or only about the Israelites?
我们会不会觉得说神的这些律法、神的要求很烦呢？
Do we feel that the law of God and the requirements of God are very annoying?
我们会不会觉得说这些教会聚会怎么每次都讲一样的东西？
Do we feel that when we come to sermons or services, they're always talking about the same thing?
就是要祷告，就是要读圣经，就是要聚会。
That we have to pray, that we have to read the Bible and come to service.
能不能讲一点比较有趣的？
Can we say some things that are more fun?
怎么赚钱？
How to make money?
怎么样让夫妻生活比较快乐一点？
How to have a happier marriage life?
但是 当我们会这样想的时候，其实我们就已经落入这个先知宣告第一个祸的情况里了。But
when we start to think like this, then we fall under the first circumstance of the first woe.
因为我们已经走向要藐视神的这个信息、神的提醒的这个路上了。
It's because we have seen God as more lowly, and so we have walked astray.
我们觉得说神的这个规定，好像让我们失去了自由，不能够做想做的事。
Because we feel that the requirements of God causes us to lose our freedom and we can't do what we want.
当时他们先知、祭司、百姓，他们就是喝酒醉，他们享受他们的生活，想做什么就做什么。
Because the priests, the prophets, and the people at that time, they were intoxicated with wine and they wanted to do whatever they did whatever they wanted.
但是神其实已经跟他讲了，接下来就是神的处罚来到，审判要来到了。
But God had already told them that following this will be the judgment of God.
所以28章的第27节开始，就是神就警告他，用他的方法。 他的那个他的机会要来好好的来审判他的百姓。
So 28 verse 27 starts to say that God will use his opportunity and his way to judge the people.
神的谋略，神的智慧是广大的，有时候人会想不到神用这个方式来管教他的百姓。
The wisdom of God is vast, and people will often not think that God will use certain ways to teach his people.
当时候最明显的就是神竟然要兴起一个很邪恶的帝国，外邦的势力来惩罚他们。
At that time, God raised a very evil nation to punish them.
这是第一个提醒。
This is the first reminder.
我们要常常想想我们自己，现在我们对神的律法、神的要求，我们抱着什么样的态度？
We have to often think about ourselves. What kind of attitude do we have toward the requirements and the law of God?
接下来看第二个祸，第29章第一节。
Let us look at the second woe in chapter 29, verse 1.
第一节说：“哎呀，亚利伊勒，亚利伊勒，大卫安宁的城，任凭你年上加年啊，节期照常周流。”
Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. at year to year, let feast come around.
这个我们中文不清楚，但英文就很明白的说，这是一个祸。
In Chinese, it may be unclear that this is a woe, but in the English, it's clear.
但是这个爱，这个其实就是祸灾，这个原文是同一个字的，就是祸灾的意思。
But this is talking about a woe.
那这个亚历伊勒讲的就是耶路撒冷。
This Ariel is referring to Jerusalem.
亚历伊勒就是神的狮子的意思。这个字，希伯来文的字的意思就是神的狮子。狮子就是 lion of God.
Ariel means the lion of God.
那表示说，这个字是耶路撒冷城的另外一个名称呢。
And this represents another name of Jerusalem.
在圣经里面，只有以赛亚书曾经用这个名词来称耶路撒冷。
Only in the book of Isaiah did they use the word Ariel to call Jerusalem.
那这个当然有它的意思在里面。
And this definitely has its meaning.
因为这个亚利伊的这个字，这个发音上跟希伯来文里面讲那个火炉燃烧的火祭坛的火炉是很相似的音呢。
Because the term Ariel is very similar to the Hebrew word for the furnace.
它在那个意思里面在预告说，将来耶路撒冷城啊，要尸体满地。就好像一个祭坛的火盆呢，在焚烧，百姓即将要遭受毁灭了。
Because it is to prophecy that the people will be corpses on the land, just like sacrifices in a furnace that are burning.
但是其实它这个意思本身就是讲说神的狮子。
But this meaning just means the lion of God.
为什么他这样讲？因为他说这个城大卫是耶路撒冷城是大卫安营的城。
Because it says that Jerusalem is a city where David dwelt.
那表示说大卫安营的城是很坚固的。
Representing that the city where David dwelt is very firm.
但也表示说他们对这个耶路撒冷城，他们有一个很高的自信，就是说这个地方竟然是圣殿所在，他们对这里就很有信心，应该不会灭亡，神会保护。
It represents that they have a great confidence in the city.Of Jerusalem, that God will protect this city and they will not perish.
那在这里，在这个耶路这个亚利伊勒这里面呢，你看他说年上加年，一年年复一年，节期照常周流，就是每一律法上规定该做的事情，每一件事情都照着做了。
Here it says about Ariel, add year to year, let feasts come around, meaning that all the requirements of things they need to do in the Bible are kept.
但是接下去第二节，神说
，But in verse 2, God continues to say,
我终必使亚利伊勒困难。他必悲伤哀嚎，我却能以他为亚利伊勒。
2. Yet I will distress Ariel. There shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be to me as Ariel.
然后第三节说，我必视为安宁攻击你，屯兵围困你，筑垒攻击你。
3. I will encamp against you all around. I will lay siege against you with a mound, and I will raise siege works against you.
这个是神派来的，神安排的这个。这个围攻的这个围困的事情，要让他们悲伤哀嚎，是出于神的旨意。
And this encampment is planned by God, and it is through the will of God.
他们还在里面这样子享受，觉得很欢乐的时候，神跟他说：“你们有祸了。”
While they were enjoying themselves and having fun, God had told them,
"You
have woe."
你们的哀，你们即将悲伤哀嚎了。
You will be distressed.
你会第四节说要败落哦，然后你会被压困。原理会哀哀叫就对了，意思就是这样子。
And in verse 4 says, "You shall be brought down, and your speech shall be low, and speak out of the ground," meaning that they will be yelling in pain.
那当时候这个百姓他们信仰是处在一个什么样的状态呢
？And what kind of situation the people have in terms of their faith?
他们虽然你看一年年复一年都是照着这个。律例所说的应该什么时候要守节期，什么时候要献祭，好像都有在遵守神的命令。
Even though year after year, it seems like they are keeping the commandments of God by keeping all the different kinds of feasts and commands.
但是第十三节说
，Verse 13 says，
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
13. Therefore the Lord said, Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but I remove their hearts far from me.And their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men.
这里就说明了，其实当时候百姓在耶路撒冷亚利伊勒里面这些人节期照常周流的动机，其实是嘴唇上的尊敬，其实是按照人的吩咐，并不是真心在敬畏神。
And this represents that the people in Israel in Jerusalem at that time were only drawing near to God with their mouths, and they did not truly honor God. They were only keeping the commands of men.
有时候我们说那个言由心生了，就是人的嘴，人家的一个人的心里的讲出来的话，就是他心里反映出来的。
Sometimes we say that the words that come out of the mouth of a person are what they think in their heart.
但是这样的一个情况，对假冒为善的人就不管用了。
But this kind of method cannot be always used by hypocrites.
有的人可以嘴巴讲得很好听啊。
Some people can say very sweet things with their
mouths. 他也可以对你非常有礼貌啊。
And they can be very polite.
可是他心里面就是已经在鄙视你，已经跟你骂的臭头，你还不知道。
But in their hearts, they have already criticized you, and you don't even know.
但是一个人也是可以这样，嘴巴口口声声说赞美神、感谢神。
And a person can also, with their mouths, praise and thank God.
但是他心已经离开神很远，已经在埋怨神，但是嘴巴还是讲感谢。
But their hearts have already drawn very far away from God, and they may even be complaining to God, but their mouths want to give thanks.
那表示说，今天一个人的信仰很可能变成形式化的。
Meaning to say that a person's faith can very easily become a habit or a ritual.
很可能是按照人的吩咐，遵照这个上一代所留下的传统，就这样子做而已啊。
That they are just following along the traditions and customs of people from different generations before.
是人的心离开神。
It is the heart of man that has left God.
神并没有离开人。
God did not leave man.
所以这里他是说人的心远离了神。
So here it says that the hearts of God of man are far away from God.
当我们在敬拜神的时候，如果不是出于真心诚意，不是用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
If when we are worshiping God, we do not have a true and sincere heart to worship Him.
有时候虽然我们有些行为，我们也做出这些表现，但是不见得神会悦纳的。
Sometimes we may have some actions to and some displays, but it doesn't necessarily represent that God will accept this.
其实这个就是即将要来的这种危险。
In fact, these are the dangers that will come.
那先知当时候对亚利伊勒、对耶路撒冷城这样子大声的宣告。
But the prophet at that time was proclaiming so loudly this message to Ariel.
就是要他们能够回转归向神。
To the city, and that is so that they can turn back to God.
要归向神的意思就是要真的心里面去回转，走在神的路上，从心里面愿意遵行神。
The meaning of turning back to God is to turn around in their hearts and to truly turn their hearts back to God.
而不是只是用嘴巴、用嘴唇在敬拜。
And not only to worship with their mouths.
所以今天。很多时候我们要常常去反省我们今天的信仰是出于一种习惯性呢，还是我们真的从心里面说我应该要来敬拜神。
So we have to examine our faith to think that today are we only worshiping out of habit or are we actually is it actually through a sincere heart?
这是一个声音在提醒我们。
And this is the voice that is reminding us.
我们应该要走在神的这条正路上。
We should walk on the right path of God.
神是灵，拜神的人要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
现在就是这个时候。
Right now is the time.
主耶稣当时候跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说，时候已经到了，神天父就是要这样的人来敬拜他。
God once said to the Samaritan woman that the time is now, that the Father is seeking worship, true worshippers.
所以这个第二个提醒。
And this, there's a second reminder.
第三个，我们先看第二十九章的第十五节。
Let's continue to read chapter 29, verse 15.
祸哉那些向神深藏谋略的，又在暗中行事，说谁看见我们呢？谁知道我们呢？
15. Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, "Who sees us and who knows us?"
16节，你们把事情颠倒了，岂可看窑匠如泥吗？被制作的物，岂可论制作物的说你他没有制造我？或是被创造的物论造物的说他没有聪明。
16 says, surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say to him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, he has no understanding?
这第三个提醒，也就是说，今天有时候我们会以为说我们可以做什么事情来向神隐藏。
And this third reminder is to say that sometimes we may think that things we do can be hidden from God.
这些当时候，当然他指的这个历史 的那个背景是百姓一些首领，他们当时候已经跑去埃及，要跟埃及求和立约，但是就是偷偷的，不要让先知知道。
And this is to say that at that time, the leaders were trying to make an agreement with the Egyptians, But they did it secretly so that the prophet would not know.
所以他们说，谁能看见我们？谁能够知道我们在做什么呢？
And so it says here, who sees us and who knows us?
然后那个先知就说，你们把事情颠倒，你搞错了。
But the prophet says that you have switched things around.
其实谁能够向神隐藏呢？
In fact, who can hide things from God?
我们在圣经里面会读到，神的眼目实际上是遍察全地的。
We've read in the Bible that God searches all the land.
今天没有一个人，没有一件事情，没有一个心思意念是神不知道的。
There's not one thought that God does not know.
哦，有时候我们的嘴巴都还没有讲，我们话都还没讲出来，神都已经看得很清楚了。
Sometimes before we've even said words from our mouth, God already sees things clearly.
我们如果了解神的这个，他这个全能啊，他的严厉，我们就很小心了。
If we understand the authority of God and the seriousness of God, then we won't know.
我们现在看诗篇一百三十，诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let us read Psalm 139.
第一节。
139 verse 1.
一三九篇第一节说：“神啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处就知道我的意念了。”
Says in chapter 139:1-2, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off.
第三节说，我行路，我躺卧，你都细查，啊，你也深知我一切所行的。
Verse 3, you comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
第四节，神啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Verse 4, for there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
神他知道一切。
God knows everything.
所以圣经说，我们人每一件事情，我们的每一个心思意念，在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
So the Bible says that the thoughts, the every thought of every man is before God.
人可以骗人，但是骗不了神。
Man may be able to deceive man, but he can never deceive God.
哦，所以神的眼目，你看圣经在描述那个主耶稣基督啊，他说他是遍体都是眼睛。
And so the eyes of God, when it describes the Lord Jesus Christ, his eyes are all over the land.
圣经用启示录用七个眼来说明。
The book of Revelation uses seven eyes to explain.
你看启示录里面讲那个四个活物，像狮子，像老鹰，不管像什么，它都是充满眼睛的。
If you look at the four living creatures, whether it's like a lion or eagle, they are filled with eyes.
表示说没有一件事情是能够向神隐藏的。
Meaning that there's nothing that can be hidden from God.
那二十九章的第十六节是说你把事情颠倒了。他说窑匠跟这个泥，这个角色应该是很清楚的。
In Isaiah 29 verse 16, they have turned things around. The clay and the potter should be very clear about.
被创造的物能够论制作物的说，你没有聪明。
Can the thing that was made say to him who made it, he did not make me, or he has no understanding?
今天其实有很多不相信神的这些科学家，他们讲的话就是这句话。
In fact, there are many scientists in the world today that say these very words.
神没有创造我。
God did not create me.
我是什么什么什么出生的。
I came to be through such and such a way.
其实真的，我们人如果能够听到神的这个声音，我们一定会改变。
But truly, if we can hear the voice of God, then we will change.
所以我们要了解，我们要小心。神他对我们的一举一动都一目了然。
We have to understand and be careful and know that in everything God knows our thoughts and our ways.
那有一天神都要来审问我们。
And one day God will hold us.
那我们每一件事情，每一个心思意念，我们都要小心。
And all of our thoughts and all of our ways, we have to be very careful.
因为最终我们都要跟神报告。
Because in the end we will have to report to God.
我们不希望将来我们向神报告的时候，我们没有办法说明。
We do not hope that when we have to report to God, we have nothing to say.
这是第三个祸，是第三个提醒。
And this is also the third reminder and the third woe.
看回来以赛亚书第三十章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 30.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神说，祸在这悖逆的儿女，他们同谋却不由于我，他们结盟却不由于我的灵，以致罪上加罪。
30 verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, and who devise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
这里一开始就说悖逆的儿女有祸了。
In the beginning, he already says, woe to the rebellious children.
这些儿女，这些百姓是神养大的。
These children, these people, were raised to adulthood by God.
以赛亚书第一章，神那时候就已经呼天唤地的说：“你们来评评理，我这些儿女竟然不认识我。”
And in Isaiah chapter 1, it already says, "Look, these people don't even know me."
牛知道认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，但是我的百姓却不认识我。
The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but my people do not know me.
所以现在这个信息是说，这个悖逆的儿女有祸。
So this message is saying that these rebellious children have woe.
那他这个不认识神就已经是悖逆，已经是很大的罪。接下去他们想要去做什么事，并没有去求问神。
And to be rebellious is already a great sin, but they also continue to not seek counsel from God in their ways.
所以圣经说，就罪上加罪。
And so the Bible says it is sin upon sin.
今天你看，今天我们在做什么事情的时候，我们会不会想到求问神的旨意？
And look at today, when we are about to do something, will we ask for the will of God?
这告诉我们说，今天我们不管做什么决定，大小的事情，我们都一定要把神摆在第一位，先求问神。
That is to say that when we are making a decision, great or small, we have to put God first and ask Him.
当时候百姓他们是想要下埃及去求帮助的。
At that time, the people wanted to go down to Egypt to ask for help.
但是他们并没有问神说可不可以。
But they did not ask God if they could do this.
当然他们就自己去做了，神就派先知跟他说，你们去找埃及是白搭了。
And of course, they just went themselves. But God already said that to not trust in Egypt.
就是埃及没有办法帮助了。
Meaning that Egypt cannot help them.
所以第七节才说埃及的帮助是突然无意的，所以我称他说坐而不动的拉哈伯。
Which is why in verse 7 it says, "For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore, I have called her Rahab Hem Shebeth."
拉哈伯意思就是那个大海怪。
And Rahab means sits idle.
啊，这个就是当时候他们用这个拉哈伯就是埃及的另外一个代名词的。
And this Rahab, or this term is another name for Egypt.
哦，那表示说这个大海怪没有用，它是坐在那边不会动的。
And this means that this Egypt is sitting there idle and it's not moving.
他们带着好多礼物要去求埃及帮助，基本上就是浪费财物而已。
And if you ask them for help, you are only wasting your resources.
所以当时候先知就说，这些悖逆的儿女啊，他们竟然在做什么决定的时候，竟然没有问我的意思。
And so here the prophet says that these rebellious children, when they are about to do something, they didn't even ask for my advice.
我们今天一定要从这一句话里面去得到我们应该要学习的功课。
And today we absolutely have to learn a lesson from these words.
因为我们的决定要，因为我们每次的做决定都在决定我们的走路的方向，我们的路到底要往哪一个方向走的。
Because every time you make a decision, it is deciding which way we will go in our path.
圣经说要听主神的话，说要走在正路。
The Bible says that we have to listen to the voice of God and walk on the right way.
当我们不了解的时候，我们一定要去问。
Once we don't understand, we have to ask.
因为这个世代有很多很多不同的资讯。
Because in this world there are many kinds of thinking.
我们今天一定要懂得凡事倚靠神，求问神。
Because so in everything we have to learn to ask God.
我们有时候不要做太快的决定。
We many times should not make a decision too fast.
因为我们如果没有求问神，没有真的去了解神要我们走的路，我们可能罪上加罪。
Because if we do not ask God on which path we should take, then we may be adding sin upon sin.
那有时候我们就想说，我问了，我祷告了。
Sometimes you may say that I have asked, I have prayed.
我祷告的感动就是这样子啊。
When I pray, I moved, and this is what I should do.
但是这个感动，圣经的道理拿出来对照，有符合吗？
But being moved in this way, when you compare it to the Bible, is it according to the Bible?
所以现在神他给我们的原则都很清楚的放在圣经里面的。
And now today, the principles of God are very clearly put in the Bible.
其实有时候圣灵他会真的跟我们讲的。
And in fact, sometimes the Holy Spirit himself will tell us.
当我们愿意祈求神，去问神，要请求他来指导我们的时候。
And when we are willing to ask of God and ask Him to instruct us.
圣灵其实真的会动工的。
Then the Holy Spirit truly will work.
我们现在看约翰福音第十四章。
Now let us look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
我们现在要求问神，就是要真的要依赖圣灵。
When we are asking of God, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音十四章，请看第二十六节。
John chapter 14, please look at verse 2.
二十六节说。但保
26
保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵， 他要将一切的事情指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
14 verse 26 But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
这里说这个保惠师就是训慰师，他是因神的名，因这个天父的名所差来的圣灵，他将一切的事情指教我们。
Here says the Helper, the Comforter, is the one that the Father has sent in His name, the Holy Spirit, and He will teach you all things.
他说他叫我们想起主所说的话。
He'll allow us to remember the things that the Lord has said.
那今天我们要怎么样了解这句话？
And so today, how do we understand this?
我们今天如果要了解神的旨意，要求问神，要对照圣经，我们一定要配合圣灵的感动。
If we are going to know the will of God, and we are going to ask of God and be in accordance with the Bible, then we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to pray.
我们才不会想错了，才不会错解了神的话语。
Then we will not be incorrect with the Word of God.
因为当我们错解神的话语，那更危险。
Because when we misunderstand the Word of God, that is even more dangerous.
我会以为说这个就是对啊，我祷告了，神这样神这样跟我讲啊。
We'll think that this is right, and then we've prayed, and God said this to me.
但是哪里知道，这可能就是我们自己的意思。
But how do we know this may be our own will?
那我们就一直坚持在这条路上。
And then we persist on this path.
那其实已经偏离了神的正路了。
But has already deviated from the correct way of God.
那是非常的危险。
And this is extremely dangerous.
百姓他们当时候也是认为说，埃及这么强大，在他们周遭里面，眼睛够看得到的，只有埃及有办法跟亚述对抗。
And the people at that time, they were very certain.That Egypt is very great and strong, and only Egypt can help them defeat Assyria.
他们当时候没有办法信靠神，他们认为说他们这样的决定不需要去问神，因为先知一定说不要。
At that time, they couldn't rely on God, and they couldn't go before the prophets because they knew that the prophet would say no.
所以这个第四个这个祸要让我们了解，我们今天每一件事情都要记得在圣灵中祷告，求神的旨意。
And this fourth woe is for us to understand that in everything we have to pray in the Holy Spirit and understand the will of God.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书第三十一章。
Let us go back to Isaiah chapter 31.
第一节。
31 verse 1.
祸在那些下埃及求帮助的，是因为仗赖马匹，仰赖甚多的车辆，并倚靠强壮的马兵，却不仰望以色列的圣者。
31 verse 1 Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord.
他们当时候所仰赖的就是看得见的人、血肉之躯、那些马兵、车辆。
At that time, the ones that they fixed their eyes on were the people, the chariots, and the horsemen.
但是第二节是说，其实神有智慧。
But in verse 2 it says, yet he also is wise.
其实神有各种不同的方法让人得胜，可以成为人的依靠。
In fact, God has many different ways for people to be victorious.
当时候他们一直要仰赖他们所看得见的东西。
But at that time, they only wanted to rely on the things they can see.
第三节说，埃及不过是人，不是神，他们的马不过是血肉，并不是灵。
It says in verse 3, now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit.
这告诉我们说，真的能够依靠的是神，是灵啊。
And this tells us that what we can truly rely on is God and Spirit.
今天，你看我们遇到事情的时候，我们常常会想要仰望我们看得见的。
When we encounter something, what we always want to do is to grab hold of what we can see.
前面是讲说我们在做决定的时候，我们要依赖神。
The beginning says that when you're making a decision, we have to rely on God.
现在是面对困难就摆在眼前。
And now this is our when we face difficulty right before us.
我们要靠谁？
Who are we going to rely on?
往往都是靠我们看得见的东西。
We often rely on the things we can see.
所以有时候我们碰到一个什么问题，我们想到的是，某某人知道什么样的人，我再去请他讲一句话。
When we encounter a problem, we may think, oh, so and so knows a person that I have to talk to.
我们总是想要运用我们自己拥有的东西来去解决困难。
We always want to use our own ways, to resolve our difficulties.
但是这些都不是真正的帮助。
But all of these are not true help.
所以这个我们所依靠的是神，神跟人不同。
So the one we rely on is God, and God is different from man.
现在看诗篇33篇。
Let us look at Psalm 33.
诗篇三十三篇。
Psalm 33.
第十六节。
Psalm 33 verse 16.
十六节说，君王不能够因兵多得胜， 勇士不能够因力大得救。
16. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength.
17节说靠马得救的是枉然的，马也不能够因力大救人。
17 says a horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength.
18节神的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他的慈爱的人。
18 says behold the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy.
我们今天要仰赖的真的是神的帮助，是神可以给我们一切的我们所需用的我们意想不到的胜利。
Today we have to rely on the help of the Lord, on the help of him so that in all things we can be victorious.
当时候百姓他们没有求问神。
At that time the people did not consult God.
但是其实神已经跟他们预告，虽然他们不问，但是先知已经跟他讲说神要怎样保护他的国度。
Even though they didn't help, even though they didn't ask God for help, the prophet already prophesied how God will protect the people.
当时候，先知也是跟他们骂了一顿之后，来给他们一个安慰。
After the prophet at that time had chastised them, then he gave them comfort.
第31章的第四节说
，31 verse 4 says in Isaiah,
神对我如此说：狮子如少啊，狮子和少壮狮子护食咆哮，就是喊许多牧人来攻击他。他总不因他们的声音惊惶，也不因他们的喧哗说服。如此，万军的神也必降临在锡安山冈上征战。
31:4 For thus the Lord has spoken to me as a lion roars and as a lion over his prey. When a multitude of shepherds is summoned against him, he will not be afraid of their voice nor be disturbed by their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight for Mount Zion and for its hills.
第五节说，雀鸟怎样三次复雏。万军的神也照样保护耶路撒冷，他必保护拯救，也要越门保守。
Verse 5, like birds flying about, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve it.
这说明神像要像少壮狮子来保护他的猎物那种勇敢，要保护耶路撒冷。
Like a strong lion, he will protect the people of Israel.
像那个鸟来保护他的那个他的小鸟一样。神也一样保护他的选民。
Like a bird protecting its babies, it will be the Lord protecting his people.
所以其实神是真正的依靠。
And so in fact, God is the true reliance.
我们今天一定要了解我们所要仰望的，要存敬畏的心来仰望这一位创造天地的主。
Today we have to know who we will fix our eyes on. To fix our eyes on the God who had created all things.
最后第六个祸在第33章。
The sixth woe is in chapter 33.
第三十三章第一节。
33 verse 1.
祸哉，你这毁灭人的，自己倒不被毁灭。你行事诡诈的，人倒不以诡诈待你。你毁灭罢休了，自己必被毁灭。你行完了诡诈，人必以诡诈待你。
33 verse 1. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though you have not been dealt treacherously with you.When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, you will deal treacherously. They will deal treacherously with you.
这个祸对我们来说，当然，他这个当时的背景是讲对亚述讲的。
And this woe, about plundering was actually toward Assyria.
那当时候，你看这一句话是说你祸在你这个毁灭人的，你现在还没有被毁灭。
And it was said that woe to you who are about to perish, although at that time did not perish yet.
但是等到你毁灭完了以后，之后你就要被毁灭了。你工作做完之后，你就被毁灭了。
But after you finish your work, then you will perish.
表示说这个毁灭是以后会来到的。
Meaning that this perishing is in the future.
今天我们有时候在这个社会里面，或者在教会里面，我们看到一些现象。我们心里面会觉得愤愤不平。
In society or in church, we may see certain phenomena that will make our hearts be not at peace.
有人就喊冤说：“哇，不公平啊！怎么这样事情在教会里面怎么都没有处理
？”Some people say that this is unfair. How come nobody is taking care of this situation in church?
其实不是神不处理，是时间还没有到而已。
But in fact, it is not that God didn't deal with it. It is the time had not come yet.
所以我们要懂得等候神。
So we have to know to wait for God.
因为神的公义绝对不会改变的。
Because the righteousness of God absolutely will not change.
在第三十三章，他特别要强调。
In chapter 33, he especially emphasizes.
亚述后面的灾祸就大了。
The woe following Assyria is great.
神必定赐给百姓平安，他一定要伸张他的公义的。
God absolutely will bring peace to his people, and he will manifest his righteousness.
神只要响声一发，列邦就逃跑了。
And God just needs to act, and then the enemy will flee.
那表示说我们要耐心等候神。
Meaning that we just have to be patient to wait upon God.
其实神像远远在那边看，他要等待适当的时机来为百姓做一些事情的。
From far away, God is looking to see, this plan for His people.
所以有时候我们等候等不及，没办法等神。
But sometimes we cannot wait for God.
但其实神在等我们。
But in fact, God is waiting for us.
所以我们现在看回来三十章第十八节。
So now let us go back to chapter 30, verse 18.
神必然等候，他要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为神是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
18. Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
其实百姓他们在受苦，神都知道，因为这些苦难是神加给他们的。
In fact, when the people were suffering, God knew, and these afflictions were added upon them by God.
这些苦难就是要让百姓回转，改变他们的生活，改变他们的观念，然后走在神的路上。
These sufferings were for the people to turn back, to change their concepts and thinking, and to go onto the path of God again.
神就好像远远在后面看，他要看到适当的时候，当百姓转回来的时候，他的公义就要伸张了。
God is like watching from afar, and when it is time, then he will manifest his righteousness and justice.
他说他要施恩，他要怜悯，他要拯救。
It says that he will be gracious and he will save and have mercy.
凡等候的都是有福的。
All those who wait will be blessed.
所以今天有时候我们走得冲太快。
Sometimes we go forward and go too fast.
有时候太快下定论。
And so many times will we come to a conclusion
too
quickly.
等不及神来为我们做什么事。
Sometimes we cannot wait for God to do things for us.
那最后，其实我们都是走在这个偏向左右，不是走在神的正路上的。
But in fact, in the end, we are not walking on the way of God, and we have deviated.
愿我们都能够来等候神。
May we all be able to wait for God.
因为这里说神是公平的。
Because here it says the Lord is a God of justice.
等候他的都是有福的。
Blessed are all those who wait for Him.
今天晚上这一些信息啊，这六个祸成为我们的一个提醒。
Tonight, these six woes are a reminder for all of us.
那我们在读经的同时，也能够来反省我们的生活，让我们更能够贴近神的心意，然后来得神喜悦。
That when we are reading the Bible, we can draw closer to the will and intention of God.
我们一起再来唱诗402首。
Let us sing him together, 402.